Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
So, speaking of the draft, what are some clues that we as fans could really look at and try and get an idea of what we think the 49ers are looking to do in this upcoming draft? And I think one of the biggest clues we can get is taking a look at who the 49ers have been connected to throughout this process, and also who the 49ers are bringing in on their top 30 visits. And then also take a look at the different position groups and how many players within those position groups have been tied to the 49ers. Again, through reporting, the 49ers met with this player at the Senior Bowl or the Shrine Bowl or at the Combine, right? That's what I'm talking about when I say connected. Top 30 visits are official, and we have a pretty exhaustive list of those. I don't think we have all of them. 49ers, I think, have done a pretty good job of keeping some of those under wraps, which is strategic in nature, right? You don't want a bunch of teams knowing exactly who you've brought in, right? Especially if you're hoping to get some of those players maybe in the middle rounds or things like that. But again, my favorite resource, I've talked about it before. We've given her a shout out. I think we're actually hoping to have her on with us next week as we do one final kind of mock draft exercise, if you will. But Steph Sanchez of the Bully Ball podcast, of the 49 Carats podcast, friend of the show, has a Google sheet that she keeps each year during the run-up to the draft. And all it is a visit meeting interest tracker for the 49ers and the different prospects heading into the draft. And so we've talked about it before, we've taken a look at it before, but again, we are now just 7 days away from the draft. More information has come out, more top 30 visits, and so I wanted to take a look at that and again kind of see if we can't figure out at the very least where the 49ers are leaning in terms of where they think they're going to find the most value. What areas of the team do they think they want, or do we think they want to hit in the draft, and things like that. So let's go with the position group that shows up most on Steph's visit tracker, interest tracker, whatever you want to call it. And I feel like this is no surprise, but it is the offensive line, not just offensive tackle, but offensive line. If you go into that sheet and you just sort it by position, the 49ers have been connected to 30 different offensive line prospects so far in the run-up to the draft. That is the most, by a long shot, of any other position group. And you could say that makes sense because, you know, if you put the O-line in as one position group, there's five positions on that line, right? On the defensive line, we break it up by edge and interior, right? And I could have done that, and maybe I should have, but I just went with offensive line. And again, it's 30, that they have, at least some reported interest, in, or have given interviews or have brought in on virtual visits or things like that. But then when it comes to top 30 visits, there's actually only three so far, that the public is aware of. And all three of those are tackles. And that is offensive tackle Blake Fisher from Notre Dame, Offensive tackle Kingsley Suamatia from BYU and offensive tackle Caden Wallace from Penn State. We also know that last week, John Lynch and Chris Foerster were in person for the University of Washington Pro Day. The University of Washington has two offensive linemen, both tackles that are likely to go within probably the top 50 picks, if not just the top two rounds, top 64. That being Troy Fatanu and Roger Rosengarten. Now, Fatanu is likely a player that the 49ers are out of range for. Fatanu is probably going to be a top 15, top 20 pick at the worst. And again, the 49ers pick at 31. But Roger Rosengarten, I think, is the more intriguing name there. He is a young prospect. He's only 21 years old. If he went back to school, he probably would have been a consensus top 10 pick going into next year's draft, but he decided to declare this year. I think that's a name to be on the lookout for in the second round. I don't think that the 49ers would be, I don't think they would take him at 31. I think there are players that will be higher on their board for them, but I do think that that is a name to look for. The next highest position group is cornerback at 21. 21 official interest meetings, whatever the case may be. They've been tied to 21. And just like offensive linemen, they've had three in on top 30 visits so far. Those three are Andrew Phillips, the likely nickel from Kentucky, DeCamarion Richardson from Mississippi State, and Chow Smith-Wade, again, another nickel, probably nickel-only cornerback out of Washington State. The next highest is wide receiver at 20, and I think that is, to me, that is the most intriguing. It tells me that this team is going to draft at least one wide receiver in this draft. I feel like I would put a good amount of money on them probably taking two. And one, I think, would be within the first three rounds, and then a second in the middle to late rounds. They have been connected to 20. They've had four in on top 30 visits. And again, there is a possibility that they've had more. I know that there's it's rumored that they had Xavier Leggett from South Carolina in on a top 30, but nothing has been official. Going back to cornerback, there's also rumor that they had Kool-Aid McKinstry in on a top 30 visit, but again, that hasn't been confirmed. But the wide receivers that they've had in on top 30 visits are wide receiver Jacob Cowing from Arizona State, a small slot receiver, 5'8". 171, ran a 4.38 40, and he's a returner. That was likely probably why they had him in. The team did just sign Trent Taylor, so I do believe that they're trying to upgrade their return teams. Trent Taylor as a punt returner, and I think they're looking for somebody to be a kick returner, because with the new rules, kick returns I think are going to be back in terms of how they affect the game. So again, Jacob Cowing out of Arizona, Javon Baker out of UCF, Malachi Corley. We've talked about him before. That's the player in the draft that most people think is most similar to Deebo Samuel. He's from Western Kentucky, 5'10 and a half, 207, ran a 4.5 40, just kind of built very similar to Deebo Samuel. Looks like a running back playing the wide receiver position. And then they've also had wide receiver Bub Means from Pitt, a more prototypical 6'1", 212, 4.43 wide receiver. Again, more in the mold of like a Brandon Ayuk. Tight ends, they've had 13 that they're connected to, and they've brought in only one on a top 30 visit. That player is Eric All, the tight end out of Iowa, who tore his ACL in October of this past college football season. So likely a player that will be there probably more in the mid rounds, but could be a bit of a riser, especially if teams feel like he might be ready to contribute at least a little bit in 2024. But so far, the only tight end connected to the team on a top 30 visit. And Steph has on here, has drawn a lot of interest in quotation marks from the 49ers. So a player that I think they're looking hard at. And then running back, they've been connected to 13, haven't had any in on top 30 visits.